You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Did you know that about 130 acres of land could be the key to protecting Boston Harbor from climate change? It's called Belle Isle Marsh, and it is the last one standing, the last remaining salt marsh in Greater Boston. And it's critical to absorbing sea level rise and carbon emissions. And that's why the organization Friends of Belle Isle Marsh is trying to preserve it. Joining us as part of NPR's Climate Week coverage, Norman Hyatt, former conservation commissioner for the town of Winthrop and board member of Friends of Belle Isle Marsh, and Heather O'Brien, community engagement organizer for the organization. Norman, welcome.
Thank you.
And Heather, welcome to you too.
Thanks.
Happy
to be here.
It's great to have you here. Norman, just tell us a little bit. What is Belle Isle Marsh? Tell us what a salt marsh is.
A salt marsh is basically mud and peat. And peat is, it's salt water comes in and the as the vegetation dissolves, peat and salt water become that's what it is.
It's just like sludge.
It's just sludge. And it's very important to everything because, number one, it helps the environment. It enriches everything. Animals, fish, crabs, all develop in these salt marshes. They need it. 75% of the sea life starts in salt marshes. And so it's very important that it exists. But it's a living organism, really, and it needs to expand and contract, and it's because as the ocean comes in and it gets higher, it needs to go someplace. Water is going to go someplace.
So, Heather, this is, I get it, and yet I don't get it. The piece about it, it absorbs carbon emissions, it helps with sea level rise. Just briefly, how does that part work?
Sure. So, the marsh, and it's beyond its peat levels down, sequesters carbon. And it's really important because the municipalities that border the marsh, Revere, East Boston, and Winthrop, are all in the flight path of Logan Airport. So we've got like the Commonwealth's largest polluter abutting the marsh. Those communities need that carbon to go somewhere. The marsh is critically important for the public health in those communities. The sea level rise and storm surge, the storm surge is incredibly intense. That marsh absorbs so much storm surge and prevents...
Like the momentum of the water?
Absolutely. December 23rd, the entire marsh was underwater.
Okay.
Completely flooded. You didn't see a bit of green. That flooding of the marsh was terrible, but it also prevented catastrophic flooding of the communities that abut the marsh.
Okay. So we're here with Heather O'Brien, Norman Hyatt, Friends of Belle Isle Marsh. Norman, how do we get to the point where it's the last salt marsh? Is it development? Is it erosion?
Okay. And this is happening all over the coast. I mean, most of the salt marshes left in the United States are in southern, eastern southern part of the state. North Carolina to Florida has a huge section of it. That this is the last salt marsh is ridiculous. The airport is built on salt marshes that were there. And they take this land, they fill it in, and then you have less estuaries, you have less places for these things, the buffers. And now we're talking about how to create buffers for Boston. They were the buffers for Boston.
All right. So now we're what? Expected to be a foot above the sea level that we were in 2000 this year, Heather. We now get it that it's critical to protecting those communities. We get it that it's the last one, that it's under threat. So what do we do? You are part of Friends of Belle Isle Marsh. How do you want to preserve this last salt marsh for this region?
So to preserve it, people need to know it's there. That's been the critical and key piece. This spring, I brought hundreds of school children, elementary school students, along with Norm, to the Belle Isle Marsh for field trips. We brought the district superintendent of Boston Public Schools to the Belle Isle Marsh. People can learn so much about critically endangered habitat, the flora and fauna. There are species of animals that only will reproduce in the Belle Isle Marsh. The salt marsh sparrow, for example, stops at Belle Isle Marsh to nest in the spring on its migration route. If the Belle Isle Marsh wasn't there, we would lose the salt marsh sparrow altogether. There are plants and animals that have nowhere else to go We're losing habitat all the time. People complain about things like coyotes in neighborhoods. Well, they're there because their habitat's been encroached. There's development that's abutting waterfronts, taking all the salt marsh species that we have.
So, Norman, if we can take a superintendent, if we can take kids to visit the Belle Isle salt marsh, then part of my understanding is that there's this other, I don't want to call it an ancillary benefit, it's a core benefit, but that it is also public space. It's a natural space that is important for people to be able to visit. I mean, these are at least two of the communities that Heather just named are environmental justice communities that abut this salt marsh.
I mean, as human beings, we've lost touch really with nature. When you look at it, I mean, we were for most of our history, we were insignificant animals living on the savannas of Africa and different places in Africa. And we've lost that touch. The Native Americans had a relationship with nature. We've lost all that. And we need to get the kids back into feeling like they cannot just visit it, but they are a part of it. They're not separate from it.
So I want to mark, I appreciate you bringing up our history of indigenous tribes and people here who would say we didn't just lose it, but that the white settlers drove it out, that it was an active act. And so I think that raises then our good next question, Heather O'Brien of Friends of Belle Isle Marsh. What do you want our listeners to do?
I want the listeners to visit the Belle Isle Marsh. The Belle Isle Marsh is really easy to get to. It's actually on the blue line from the Beachmont or the Suffolk Downs stop. It's at 1399 Bennington Street in East Boston. There's a free parking lot there. It's a DCR. It's a Commonwealth of Massachusetts park.
DCR being Department of Conservation and Recreation.
And come and visit. Next Saturday, the 14th, we're having a fall festival there from 1 to 3 p.m. That's free for everybody to come, but anybody can visit the marsh. It's open every day during daylight hours, and it's free to enter. It's a beautiful space to see. It's a beautiful place to walk around. I want them to come and see it and then join the Friends of the Belle Isle Marsh and come out to some of the events. I feel like every time I bring people there who have never seen it before, they're just amazed at what it is and everything that's happening on these 350 acres.
And Norman Hyatt, in just a sentence, you mentioned on the South Shore as well. I'm assuming you'd like people to go see the salt marshes near them if they live down on the South Shore of the state as well.
Absolutely. I mean, they do exist, and they're wonderful places to visit. You know, I think one of the things that keeps happening in Boston is, you know, you have Suffolk Downs, for instance. That could have been a solar farm. That could have produced tremendous amounts of electricity. Instead, you're having these buildings being built that's going to help keep the marsh contained versus allowing it to grow.
To grow, which it could do. All right. Norman Hyatt, former conservation commissioner for the town of Winthrop, board member of Friends of Belle Isle Marsh, and Heather O'Brien, community engagement organizer for Friends of Belle Isle Marsh. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.